It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 2. We're going to begin reading with verse 21 down through the end of the chapter, verse 25. And so while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And if you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. And so please feel free to look at the website, to write us a note. We want to enjoy hearing from you. Again, we are in Genesis chapter 2. And we're going to begin reading verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Let's begin with prayer after reading the precious word. Father, we thank and praise you for the opportunity that you give us to enjoy your word. Help us, Father, that you will always guide and lead us. Keep us walking with you, Lord, and we know if we stay in your word, even when we fall and we fail, you are there, Lord, to forgive us, to set us back on course. And thank you, Lord, for your leadership. I thank you for your power and your presence. I thank you, Father, for your saving power that you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we look today at these verses of Scripture, we're going to find something there that's such a beautiful picture that we talked about in past weeks, that there are many beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ in your word, Old Testament and New. So please guide and lead us and open our eyes, our ears, and most of all our heart to your way and to your will. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's such a joy to study the Word of God and to look at these pictures. Last time that we were together, we had read down through these same verses of Scripture. We had looked at the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman. And I want to show you of these pictures that I spoke of last time we were together. There is a central picture that you'll find in all the Bible. And that central picture is the Lord Jesus Christ. We talked about the Lord Jesus, how he was involved with creation. And I want you to see and I want you to know that every page, directly or indirectly, is related to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when you study, and maybe you are one that has always been more of a person to study the New Testament and not the Old, I want you to see that the Old Testament is such a beautiful picture of things to come, and because we have the New Testament, those pictures are full and complete. And so if you lack one or the other, one time many years ago I had a high school Sunday school class that we took time and looked through the Old Testament. And we took out, or we identified and removed, the Old Testament quotes that are in the New Testament. Well, we found that much of the New Testament was missing when you take out the words of the Old Testament from it. Well, if you just read those words of the Old Testament, of the quote in the New Testament, and you don't go back to the Old Testament to find what was built around that, what was a part of that, you're missing much of what the Lord wants us to learn in his word for our life and for our witness and testimony, for coming to the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. And so please understand it's important to study the Old Testament and the New. And again, every page is directly or indirectly related to the Lord Jesus. We're going to go to Luke today, and right now, immediately leaving the Old Testament, going to the New. And I want you to see in Luke chapter 24, and we're going to look at verse 25. So I hope that you have, again, another Bible close by, because I leave the one that I'm teaching from open to Genesis chapter 2. But I am coming to Luke 24:25 with another Bible in my hand, both King James. You know how I feel that is the closest to what we have with the original. Please stay with the King James and stay, follow the study with the King James Bible that we have. And I know that the Lord will take His Spirit and touch your heart, show you that you're lost and you need a Savior, or begin to grow you if you do know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now we're going to Luke chapter 24, and we're going to read verse 25 through 27. And if we begin now with verse 25, Luke 24:25, "Then he saith unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And Moses, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." And you see the scripture that he was talking about, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he was talking about the Old Testament. And we need to see these beautiful pictures that are presented in the Old Testament for us to learn. And yes, the Old Testament folks that lived at that time need to see them, but so do we. And don't miss them. It's going to help you understand the Word of God. But let me read again quickly Luke 24, verse 25 through 27. "And he said to them, O fools and slow of heart to believe, all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." What a beautiful picture we have. This is in reference to the Old Testament, not the New. Now we begin. Verse 21, Genesis 2:21. "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her to the man, unto the man." As we look at these scripture, and we look at this picture, I want you to see a picture maybe you're not aware of, and I want you to be made aware, I want you to know it. Adam here, this first man, the first Adam, there is a reference in the scripture concerning the second man, the second Adam. And the second Adam is the Lord Jesus. The first Adam we're speaking of here, man, and then there is a second Adam. That second Adam is the Lord Jesus. If you would take the other Bible that you have, and I hope that you do have a couple of them, and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First of all, we looked in Luke there concerning the Word of God is speaking of the Lord Jesus. So I want you to see, when I said every page directly or indirectly is related to Jesus, I want you to know that, and that's not my teaching or my thought, that is the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we look at verse 45. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45 through verse 47. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual." Now verse 47. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 47. "The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from heaven." Here's the picture. We have Adam himself is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, the coming of the Lord Jesus. The pictures begin. We talked of the woman made from the man's side, and how that we are not to tramp upon a woman, to step upon a woman, and to be that kind of a controller of of a woman. We should be kind and considerate and kind and treat her and love our wife. And as we look at at all women, we are not to look at them as a lower class at all. Yes, the man is the leader. But if you'll notice, the woman was made from the man's side. And so we are of equal. Not one wasn't of the head and the other of the feet. Again, it was of the side. And so we are to walk side by side, and in that light to be equal. Each has our proper position and place, but at the same time, we need to see that it come from the side. It is equal. But we need to also see that when we look at this 21st verse, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. He slept, and he took of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And then in the verse 22, and then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. First of all, I want you to see that there are two steps there. The first is the actual putting Adam asleep. And as he slept, he took the rib and then closed the flesh back up. And then the second was to take that rib and make the woman in verse 22. So we have two separate things that going on here. It's not all at once. It's two separate things. And also, as we look here, as Adam slept, took his rib. Now, as he took that rib, opening up his side, we have the shedding of blood. Now, in this verses 23 and 24, it says, and Adam said, now this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife. And so with the taking of the rib, with the shedding of blood, we now have something that we can look at in the New Testament. And if you'll go to Ephesians chapter 5 with me, we're going to be back and forth quite often, and you'll find this as we're studying the book of Genesis, that we're going to be going into the New Testament many times. Now, up until this time, we've looked at the creation, we've looked at God speaking this into existence, and now we're beginning to see these beautiful pictures, and I don't want you to miss one of them, and I'm sure there's so many that I know we will miss some of them. But it's wonderful to look at this. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30 and 31. Now let's look back at verse 23. 3 and 24. In Genesis 2, 23, and Adam said, now this now is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. I use that verse of scripture when I am doing a wedding, because it is very important that we understand, number one, what the Lord has intended, as we have spoken in the last week there. You know, did God present Eve to Adam? Did God bring Adam's bride to him? Did God perform the first wedding ceremony? This was all taking place in this beautiful garden, the Garden of Eden. Now we have all this is going on. I want you to see, as we look concerning the rib, made he woman. I want you to see that the two separate times was taking place here. The Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. He slept. He took of one of his ribs and closed up the flesh. We have the shedding of blood. We have here the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Okay, the presentation. And then now we have this quote that we're seeing in Ephesians chapter 5. Now, this now is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. So you see, woman was made not only just from his side, but from man. Because of Adam, and God's plan was to make Eve from, make the woman from the man. This now is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. She was made from man. Therefore shall she leave her father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. There was no father and mother, but that was the beginning of one to leave his home, her home, and join to the man, and they will be one flesh. And so look at what takes place there. Look at that beautiful picture that we have. And again, in Ephesians 5:30-31, and we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. They shall be one. Now we look at the pictures here, and we've got many things to look at. I want you to see, as we look at the Old Testament and now to the New Testament, as we look back and forth, and we look a little bit further here, because with verse 24, shall a man leave his father and his mother, and that is verse 32 and 33 in Ephesians chapter 5. I hope I'm not mixing you up, but I have to have two Bibles here to go back and forth so I can see this, and we're going to tie it together here in just a minute. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, to every one of you in particular, so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Look at the command given here in Ephesians. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Come and become one flesh. Made from man, made he woman, his bride. Jesus left his home, left his father, to get his bride. The price that he paid was his own life. The last Adam, the Lord Jesus, like the first, was put to sleep to purchase his bride, the church. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. Jesus laid in the grave 3 days and three nights. Many times through the scripture to a believer, the word sleep refers to death. Because you see, when we know, and we the Lazarus was that way, he said, well, he sleeps. Well, he meant, and he finally said, I know he is dead. Well, to a believer, yes, the body goes into the grave and the body rots away. But we're just awaiting our glorified body, and that will come. We're awaiting the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can receive our glorified bodies, our resurrected bodies, and we will enjoy a time. And so you see, our soul, we go right into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we await to be reunited with our new body, our glorified body. And so here we find that Adam was put to sleep. Adam was put to sleep for the purpose of taking that rib, the shedding of blood, and that was closed up. And then he made woman in verse 22. He made woman. Jesus' side was opened up. His side was opened up after he fell asleep. Do you remember? They come by. Remember, the soldiers come and they pierced his side. And water and blood came forth. Do you remember that? Jesus was dead. Jesus was asleep. He had died already. Adam was put asleep. And then he took from Adam this rib, the shedding of blood, and made he the woman. His side was pierced. Did Adam give his literal blood? His side was wounded. Did he give his blood for his bride? Even before the fall, we have a beautiful picture. We have a picture of a reference to a new creature. Flesh of my flesh, bone of my bones, the church, which is his body purchased by his blood, by the Lord Jesus Christ's blood purchased for us. His side was pierced. The water and the blood came forth. The church, like Eve, is a new creation. Not by natural birth, but by supernatural, by the hand of God. Eve was made. Eve was made. And then we have another picture. We have this building of the bride. From a rib, he builded a woman. If you'll take this word made here in verse 22, it helps me because when I'm studying, I underline these things. I underline that he caused a deep sleep to fall upon Abraham, Adam. He slept and he took one of his ribs, and I've underlined the God has taken from man and made he a woman. I've underlined the word made, and that word made there is built. Is built. And in Ezekiel 27:5 and here in Genesis chapter 2 verse 22 are the only two places that the word made is used. The Hebrew word is B-A-N-N-A-H, which means builded. He built woman. He built woman. Again, we have the two steps. In verse 21, God, the Lord God, caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. That was the first action. The second, then he brought her to man, presented. God presented to Adam his bride. God presented to Adam his bride. So, when the building was finished, that's when Eve was presented to Adam. Do you realize the same thing is going to happen to us as the church? Remember what the scripture said? This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. We are a part of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have become, as the scripture says, members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. I'm back in Ephesians 5 verse 30. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Do you realize the relationship there? We are created. We have the opportunity to be a child of God, and we are born. We become part of his bones and part of his flesh. Yes, this is spiritual, but there is a time that it will be physical when we receive our glorified bodies. But do you realize, too, that this time, this awaiting for the building of the bride, when the church is complete, when the last person is saved, when the last person comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ, who is it? Where that'll be, when that'll be, we do not know. But we know when the bride is finished, which is the church, then, and only then will we be presented to the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. The bride will be presented to her husband. Eve was presented to Adam. We have the shedding of blood for the building of the bride, Eve. We have with the Lord Jesus Christ him going to the cross of Calvary and shedding his blood, put asleep, put to death, that we might live. And so you see, because he has died for us, and because we are made by him, and we become a part of him, and the scripture even says, this is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. And what does Ephesians say? This is a great mystery. I speak concerning Christ and the church. Look at the relationship. And again, look how that we are made and we are builded by by God the Father, as God has built God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, as God has built woman from man, so are we built from the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are built and made in the same way. Did it take 3 days and three nights for the building of the woman? Is that the time period? We are not told the time period at all. It just says, for the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and he closed up the flesh instead thereof. And so you see the same thing when the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, his side was pierced, as Adam's side was pierced. And that had to take place in order to build his bride. And the price was paid was the same. Adam paid with his blood. The Lord Jesus Christ paid in full for us, the church, with his blood. Both their sides were pierced. The Lord God has, after making woman, presents unto man the bride. The same takes place with us as believers in Jesus Christ. There's going to be a day when the church is built, when the bride is fully made, then we will be presented to the second Adam, Jesus Christ. What a beautiful picture here. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ left home to come down here to make us, to build us, to give us the opportunity to come by faith to him. It's a free will that we have, a free opportunity that we have to come by faith to Jesus Christ. Now, we become one flesh with the Lord Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful picture? And again, I'm sure I missed many things. When the building's finished, the bride will be brought to the man, to the second Adam, to Jesus Christ. He's been building his bride for 25 years. And we look at verses 25 through 27 of Ephesians. We pretty well stayed in the fifth chapter, didn't we? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ has loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Oh, what a wonderful promise that we have. There's going to be a time the bride will be presented. We've looked at the rib, we've looked at the sleep, we've looked at the side, we've looked at the shedding of blood, we've looked at the building and the presenting. And now we come to the end of this chapter. And it says, and they were both naked, man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. And his wife, they were married. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The work of creation, the work of making of man, and now the work of making woman out of man, that the woman could be a helpmeet to the man. The bride is a helpmeet for the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is a helpmeet. The woman is to be a helpmeet, a completer of the man. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Please, that you trust in him. You need to come by faith to him and walk after him. Enjoy a wonderful fellowship, but it has to begin with the cross of Calvary. So I'm going to ask you very simply and very clearly, my dear friend, trust in Jesus. Now, what are you going to do about Jesus?